be right back into this podcast. Yo, welcome to the Loud Sleepers Podcast. Definitely. I'm your host with the most, the habitual bag fumbler. Yeah. And to my left, I have my co-host in the driver's seat. You know, as always, behind the producer desk, losing some shit with the Street Fighter shirt on. KO head ass.
That's crazy. Yo, what's good, y'all? Yo, let's just get into the topics, bro. All right, we're going to do three topics. We're going to talk about three things and then end it short, okay? First, yo.
This shit's crazy, yo. Should I notify the audience, yo, of what transpired?
Nah, it's not even that serious. So listen, yo. First off, all right, turn the air on a little bit. So it's 4 days breaking away after Chris Paul and the Phoenix Suns lost.
No, don't say that. After Luka fucking Magic won.
No, they lost. No, they lost. Ethan, they went 0-for-11 for the entire first half.
And Luka was fucking chopping. Was 0-for-11. And guess what? Luka was 11-for-14.
That's ridiculous.
Like, what are we talking about, bro?
If you watch, it was ridiculous. Yo, DeAndre Ayton literally was there. His hand was at the rim, and he just missed the layup. He tapped it in and airballed that shit.
Hey, man, that happens to a lot of people. Hey, Giannis was missing layups, man.
Devin Booker missed a layup.
He sucks.
Chris Paul went 3 quarters with 1 point.
Yeah, he's a point guard. Yo, you know over, how he...
Oh, yo, Clark, score. What did Clark say? 1-for-3, nigga. Nah, bro, this shit is unacceptable, bro. Nah, I'm sorry. I don't even like yelling. Wow. But that shit is bad.
Yeah, nah, it's pretty fucking horrible, bro. You know, I just think it cannot be lost on this, bro. The heroics by the future greatest player in the league. The next generational talent, bro.
Bro, we already have Giannis, bro. Wow. Just like that. After just winning the title last year.
Hey, who do you win against? Okay. Okay.
Hey, yo, I can't even argue that. Yeah, that's what's so sad, yo, because they're so ass. Nah, Luke is insane, though. No, Luke is insane. I see everybody comparing him to Larry Bird, LeBron.
Yeah, no, he's like Larry Bird right now, but like 2 years. No, because niggas are saying, yo, LeBron was in the finals in the 22. I'm like, all right, Luka needs 7 games.
That's four real wins. Shit. He needs 4 wins, and he did the same thing Bron did.
At the same age with less years in the league.
Wait a minute.
Because LeBron came in at 17.
Wait, how old? No, how old was LeBron, though?
22.
He was 22? They're both 22 then.
So, yeah. They're both the same age, but Luke had less experience in the league.
Yeah, that's facts. That's great.
Leading a worth.
Ilgauskas was an all-star. Shut up. No fucking way, bro. Ilgauskas, bro, is giving them 16 and 10, bro.
Who else on the Mavericks is giving you a double-double?
Jalen Brunson just averaged 30 the first round. He just averaged 30 the first round.
You want to do current round playoffs, that's not fair.
No, you're right. Let's be. All right, my fault. Yeah. But you know what, Luka's.
And not only that, he sucked for the rest of the play.
Wait, what the fuck happened? Nah, I don't know what's going on because he's so inconsistent.
Nova product. Yeah, I'm throwing shade.
I mean, he's still
Rock Chalk Jayhawk. I don't care.
What's his second year or some shit?
Fuck him.
He'll be better next year.
He's not better than Devontae Graham. Fuck him.
But shut up, bro. Nah, shut up. No, after that, no, you're done after that, bro.
Devontae Graham is way worse. Yo, he was averaging 20 on the Hornets, bro.
He averaged 20 for like half the season.
It was the whole
year.
He finished
17 and like 8, bro. I swear to God. Hold on, I gotta pause.
Okay. So it was 18 and 8.
But anyway, that doesn't matter.
Yeah, because...
Luka's fighting for the best point guard. Literally the best position right now. If he beats Steph, it's over.
Yeah, if he beats...
No, he really...
No, I don't know. Yo, you want to know what gets me mad, Ryan?
What?
I've been telling y'all niggas Luka was top 5. Everybody was like, nah, bro. Yeah. Kawhi... What? Kawhi, move.
Yeah.
Move. Yeah, nah, yeah. Get him out of... Get...
I mean, Kawhi didn't play this whole year. That's not even fair. That's not... Let's be fair.
If he beats Stephen Curry... He is a top 5. He's a top 3 player in the league.
Yo, that's...
Honestly.
All right, let's be realistic, okay?
And he beats Steph!
Okay, wait, listen. Because Steph is human right now. Don't you dare do this. He's human right
Game
now.
Game 6 Clay is still in full power. He's not left.
Nah,
Draymond
true.
Green is still a defensive player of the year candidate. I mean, should have been defensive player. And he's playing.
That's true.
Andrew Wiggins was an all-star. And he's still around.
All right, calm down.
What?
But, I mean, he was good last night, though. He was good last night. But, like.
No, because don't say calm down. Like, he's not. He's an all-star. He's a comfortable all-star.
He's an all-star. I can't.
He's not a starter, but he's a comfortable all-star.
He's an all-star, I guess. He's as much of an all-star that Kyle Korver was, okay?
That's so
he's
Cap.
An all-star.
Here we go.
He's an all-star.
Here we go. Here we go. Kyle Korver. Right. Kyle fucking Korver.
He's an all-star.
He averaged 18.
I'm giving him all-star. I'm giving him all-star. I'm not arguing with you.
Kyle Korver was a legacy pick.
I'm giving you the title. I'm letting you have it.
No, because it's because you're giving. You're not low. You're trying to give it to me, yet diminish it by saying Kyle Korver, bro.
You're arguing nothing. Okay, because I agree with you. I do.
Yo,
he's an all star.
You are trying to. No, he's like. You know. You say he's an all star in the same breath. Kyle Korver's an all star.
Yeah.
That's not a fuck.
Yo, move.
Nah, bro. Anyway.
That's
anyway,
ridiculous.
Anyway. Okay. Anyway. No, but. On real unbiased shit, on some real shit, if Luka does beat Steph, yeah, he is comfortably the best point guard in the league. Especially especially if he wins the title. Because who knows who's coming out the East.
No, if he wins, he's number one. I don't care. If he beats either of y'all, he's number one. What?
Nah.
By himself.
No.
By himself.
Calm
no,
down.
Move. No. Ryan, there has not been a run. This is a better. Realize this is a better run than LeBron's. Realize.
Nah, but it's not a better run than Dirk, okay?
But Dirk was not 22.
Yeah, that's true.
So move.
Who had a better run?
Nobody. At this age?
At the age? Okay, that's true. At this age, nobody. Because he's too damn young to be doing this.
He doesn't
this
have the help to be winning a chip.
Yeah, no.
He really doesn't.
No,
and if he wins a chip, Ryan.
Yeah. No, he just shouldn't be here.
No, because Dirk, no, because Dirk still had other all-stars.
Okay, but listen, bro. This is what I'm saying because he shouldn't even be here right now. This is why I'm pissed at the Phoenix Suns right now. Because they underperformed so badly. It didn't make sense. It just didn't make sense.
No, bro. It's simply that Jason Kidd?
Yeah.
Found a scheme.
Found a scheme. What?
That's all that happened, bro. Like, I'm sorry.
All
right. It shows it. It's proof. The proof's in the pudding.
You know what? You know what? No, because he has coached literally a great defense this entire playoffs. That is a fact. You know what, Monty Williams should have, you know, adjusted. But even then, Chris Paul, he just didn't attempt shots.
Even if Chris Paul did, they were too far gone. Nah, bro.
It was
to
one
get
game.
Doored like, I don't care.
No, but they shouldn't have let it go down. That's I agree with you. They should have been keeping up with the score.
But
at
they
would
no, but
10.
No, but Chris Paul by himself is not keeping up with the score.
Yeah, what was Devin Booker doing?
Getting fucking clamped.
Like,
holy
like,
shit.
No,
oh, no,
actually.
Frank Ntilikina. Hey!
No, but listen, it's even fuck him because even DeAndre. Because I was saying even with. Because, you know, Giannis was putting up wilt numbers, right, against the Celtics, right?
Because.
Not as efficient, but those numbers were crazy.
No, yeah, because Wilt would do that shit on 70. I don't even want to talk about it. Please.
No,
it's
but, like, right, DeAndre Ayton, right, would just be giving them a smooth, like, 20 and 10. And then, like, a smooth
20
50.
At best.
Yeah, 15 and 11, 15
yeah.
and 8,
Real talk.
14 and 6.
Because he's not that fucking, I mean, like, why are we mad?
That's ridiculous.
He's just not that fucking, yo, I'm not going to lie.
That's
I
ridiculous.
Feel like in the long run, Kofi Cockburn can be more useful than him
see,
on the team.
Here we...
Holy shit, that nigga's 7'2", 280 and, like, runs like the, I've watched him run the floor. That's scary. All
right.
He's a tall, he's Zion without the height disadvantage, bro. That's
okay.
scary.
Okay, wow. But let's...
My
let's just say this, yo.
He's Jamaican, I had to. But
let's just say this. That's crazy. Listen, okay. Luka, well, game one, they got blown up by 30. And all the Mavericks fucking were bad except Luka. He was kind of by himself. And, you know, usually what happens, they
You're
lose
talking
the
about
first
the Warriors?
Two games. Yeah, they just got blown up by 30.
Have they ever been how bad? Like how bad did they lose the other first games though?
Game I mean, one? They. I mean, they've been blown up by 30 before
in this playoffs.
Yeah.
Okay.
So like,
okay.
I'm not. That's why we're not really stressed. Like,
no, of
it
course.
Can, it
I love
can,
how you say we because we understand who's sour on.
I mean,
we
I'm
understand
biased.
Who's.
I kind of just want to see greatness, bro.
Nah, cause I thought you was. Gonna, I thought you was. Gonna, I thought you was a. You was gonna be on the Golden State side because y'all know you a Steph fanboy.
Yeah.
But you under. But you
but,
understand the possibilities,
but,
bro.
But like,
you
yeah,
see
I
the
just,
light.
I just want to see greatness.
Oh my
so like,
God.
Listen, if Luka wins, bro, that's ridiculous. But if Steph wins, he could win a fourth championship. That's still great.
Yo,
either
or
way,
Jimmy
it's a
Butler
win.
Can win a chip.
I mean, maybe.
Yo, Ryan, this is not a losing playoffs week because, well, yes, it is. Either one of, yo, Ryan, one of us are going to lose, bro, unless the Mavericks and the Heat both make the finals.
Wow.
Awesome shit. Because then it's just, I might just cry. Because somebody,
yo,
either Luka or Jimmy's winning a chip. And that changes so much,
okay,
bro.
Okay, yeah, let's talk about the upcoming finals predictions, yo. Okay, so, right, you have...
You have the Mavericks.
Do I really have the Mavericks?
Or do you have the Warriors still winning?
Can I have it, like, only if it goes seven Mavericks, bro? Okay. Like, game seven sure. Mavericks, bro?
Sure, bro, sure. If you want to do that, bro, fine.
Because they could just get swept.
Yeah.
Very well.
No, that's very possible.
They could just...
That's possible.
But I don't know if Luka... Nah, maybe not swept. Let's take it a five.
Anything's possible.
Nah.
Not Luka.
Nah.
All right, sure.
But I have the Heat over y'all. Not even because of this game. I've had the Heat in the finals for a while.
Nah, that's true. No, you didn't switch up at all. I have the Warriors and Celtics. I have the Warriors because they're just too goddamn deep. It's just that simple. That's the only reason. They're just that deep.
Like, are you like... Yeah, bro, we are definitely beating the Heat. There is not a doubt in your mind.
No, of course there's doubt. It's iffy.
Okay.
It's iffy.
No, I just wanted to see where you stand there. If you were just like, nah, like, the Heat are just...
No, because... I mean, no, it's not because of that. It's just that, like, I know what we can do to beat them. Like, they're not... Because the thing is, it was really just Jimmy that beat us, like, on some shit. Because, of course, he had help with other role players.
One of the niggas,
but it was just Jimmy.
Jimmy
had 40. It was a crazy... He filled the stat sheet. He had, like, 4 blocks, I think, and 3 steals. Yeah, he was just filling the stat sheet.
I want you to realize, bro, that, like, in moments... That's why this is why he's not, like, a full-time, like, great. Because it's only in moments, Ryan. But in moments, bro, he is up there with the fucking LeBron, with the fucking KD, with the fucking, what's it called, bro? With the fucking Luka.
With the fucking Luka, shut up.
I'm so serious. Like, he can just elevate him. I don't understand how he does it, but sometimes he will just elevate himself, and you'll be like, damn, if he played a whole season like this, bro, or like his whole career on some shit like this, bro, he's a walking Hall of Famer.
I mean...
A walking Hall of Famer. Yeah,
bro. So he played 41 minutes. Dropped 41, 9, 5 assists.
Dropped a minute per minute. A point per minute. Hey.
Like, what? 4 steals, 3 blocks. He only missed fucking 6 shots out of 19 attempts. Was at the line 18 times and missed only once. Yeah, he was just cooking, bro.
Yo, he was cooking who? Jason fucking... And he was primary defender.
Oh, yeah, but I mean, listen, like, Tatum was just cold that second half.
Fuck how cold. He was getting cooked. He couldn't guard him. 40.
Yeah, but if Tatum was matching the production, we would have won. That's all it was.
I mean, yeah, but, like, no, Tatum, do it better. Because we just watched you against KD. Do better.
Yeah, I don't know what happened.
What the fuck?
No, you're right. No, it's total slander on him. He should not be going cold an entire second
and
half.
And then letting your man drop 40.
Yeah,
bro.
No,
what
that's facts.
Doing?
No, that's facts.
What's his name? He probably tried to switch up to Marcus. Marcus was just... As strong as Marcus is, bro, Jimmy said, get out the way. Awesome shit, bro. Jimmy's just...
Yo, that's so hard, yo. Nah, I seen him bully AD. Nah, it's... But AD's a bitch, though.
No,
AD's
not strong. No, AD's not a bitch no more. He just, like... Because when he does post up, he'll still move you out the fucking way. He just doesn't post up a lot. But like cat's a bitch. Because he'll post up and like spin.
Yeah.
Or like, you know?
Yeah.
You know?
And fade away.
Yeah. AD will be like, bored. Ugh.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? On some crazy shit.
Yeah, no, that's facts.
And he's still 7 foot. I feel like that has to mean he's 7 foot 250. It's gotta mean something. And Jimmy just ugh.
Yo, you know who else did like that strong shit, but is even smaller, bro? Luka. Luka's
not smaller than Jimmy.
Yes, he is.
They're both the same size.
He's 6'6".
6'7".
He's 6'7"?
No, he's 6'7". My fault. When he was drafted, they were saying he's 6'8".
What?
They were saying he's 6'8", 230.
Damn, what the fuck?
Remember, Luka was a small forward.
He was
a small forward.
They drafted him at that for no fucking reason.
I think that's when he played in what you call it? Overseas.
Probably played point guard overseas.
I mean, I feel like they just let him do him on some shit, honestly. They just let him do whatever.
Bro, honestly. Just hoop, bro.
Yo, just get out there,
just
bro.
Get out there and drop the sets, yo. You already know.
And nah, right? Luka, because remember, this is literally 14-year-old Luka. Yeah. And so, right? Yeah, he says, all right, Luka, what position wants to put you down as? You know what I'm saying? We don't really know. We just be letting you out there. He said, put me a small forward. I'm going to be like LeBron James. So he said, okay.
Yeah.
So now he's a small forward who's a point guard. Like LeBron James.
Yeah. Just dropping triple-doubles. Nah, his rebounding is so random, bro. He would finish a game with 15 boards and he wouldn't even fucking see it, bro.
Nah, bro, because because you keep thinking it's Maxi and it's not. Because they have the same cut. It's just that Maxi's hair is like, you know, brown, not dirty blonde.
Yeah.
So you'd be looking at that shit. You're like, oh, look at the white man with the board. Right, go ahead, Maxi. Dwight. Good shit, bro.
That's
no,
that.
It's fucking Luka, bro.
It's just Luka. He's just boxing out big men. He posted up DeAndre Ayton with ease. He backed him down. That shit pissed me off.
Luka, because remember, bro, like, niggas were trying to drive on Luka and post up Luka.
Yeah, that's true.
He wouldn't move.
That's facts. No, the thing is, remember in the bubble, bro?
Yeah.
In the Clippers, they were trying to
pick
it. And it wasn't working. Yo, that shit was hard.
Bro, like, dead ass.
No, and this was before they had, like Dorian Finney's. They had, like, you know, niggas that would fight. So he'd be getting bullied.
Yeah,
he would have he'd have Patrick Beverly, fucking Marcus Morris, and another coon just fucking over hovering him.
Fucking Patrick Patterson.
Yeah, bro, just fucking pushing him to the floor. And shit.
Yes.
And he has to fight them on his own. Dude, oh my god.
Nah, Luka is too hard, bro. I'm sorry. Nah, Ryan, bro.
Yo, because he's so hard.
My thing is, bro, like, I feel like Luka's so hard, Draymond will not face him. Awesome, and that's scary.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy.
I dead ass feel like Luka's really one of the very, very, very select few. Because not even KD can do this. I'm not even saying this because of the series. I would have said this before, too.
No, that's facts.
That can really just not care about Draymond.
Just
not care.
No, yo, the thing about Luka, that's why he's so fucking, like ahead of a lot of niggas. Only niggas like that just don't care. Like, dead ass, they just don't care. Like, the defense can be crazy, but he just hoops.
And spin move three.
Yeah,
bang!
Bro. Like,
fuck.
His fucking pace is his pace. He doesn't speed up. Because, like, the Warriors would be fucking going on fast breaks.
Yeah, trying to
like,
run. All right,
bet. All right. Just walks. He just walks the ball back up on his side. Like, he doesn't run the ball.
Because this is what's going to happen. Fucking Jordan Clarkson's going to be switched on him, bro. You know, he's going to be all jittery because he's... right? Luke's going to be like, oh, relax. I'm going to take my time eating your ass, bro.
Yeah.
And just size up. Head fake, small cross. Jordan falls. Bang!
Yeah, bro. Like, he's just...
That's Luka's 48 point.
He just doesn't... Like, niggas like that, like Kawhi, LeBron, like, niggas like that, bro, that just don't get, like, pressured, bro.
Yo,
they just
be like,
open. Because
Kawhi is so cold, bro, when he's, like... Kawhi is very hard, bro.
Bro.
Like, when he cooks, he's so hard,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, bro, and he just has no emotion. He'll have the most quiet 40 points.
Nah, he's so...
The most quiet 40 points on all 15-footers, bro.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. Yeah. Kawhi in the mid-range. Yo, Kawhi. That's why that Kawhi v. Jimmy was so hard.
Yeah, she was so nasty.
Oh my gosh, bro.
That shit was so gross, bro.
Yeah, just in there, just driving.
Just 15, 18 footers, bro. And that nigga Kawhi would maybe attempt like three threes. Make like two. Like, that's it. The rest were drives and mid-ranges, bro. Like, that's how basketball's supposed to be.
Like, Kawhi shoots so, like, fundamentally.
Just
because he holds his form all the way. It's both hands up. Right, but he doesn't. He leaves it. Then he lands.
Yeah.
Then he goes.
It's like, wow. Yeah, bro. Because that extension of that fucking arm is crazy, bro. He be shooting over the tallest defender.
Yeah, nah. Yo, like.
That's why he used to be one of my favorite players, bro. Can't wait till he comes back.
Who do you think you patted in your jump shot off the most?
Well, when I was a young ass kid, bro, I really wanted to shoot like Chris Paul, so I used to try to shoot overhead.
That's why you still do.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So.
Okay. So yeah, Chris Paul. Then, I guess. All right.
Okay. I gotta say, bro, probably Paul Pierce. All right. But because like, yeah, Paul Pierce.
Paul
no, because like, right when I was younger, because I don't know what happened now. I just went too long without playing basketball or some shit. No, actually, I probably grew just a little bit. Just a little bit.
Yeah.
It was fucked everything up.
Okay.
But like, I had a way I would shoot where like, it would come off my middle finger, bro, but like the ball would corkscrew instead of like going like straight down. So like I'd turn my wrist on some, like I turn my wrist when I flicked it instead of just going straight down. So it would like roll off this funny and it'd be like, ugh. And it had a high ass release too. It was like awesome shit.
That's crazy.
No, like instead of like the basket be here, it wouldn't go like this. It'd be like some hard shit. On some baseball shit. Yeah.
Okay, bro. All right, well,
I'm not gonna lie, but I'm sorry, but that I just miss it so much. That shit was so sexy.
I'm proud that you like built your game off somebody so underrated, bro.
Yeah, bro.
Paul Pierce.
Yeah,
that's my guy. Yo.
Yeah, no, that's my guy before he was your guy.
ISO.
Yeah,
God,
rock
bro.
Talk fucking Jayhawk.
Yo,
yeah,
an ISO legend, bro.
Yeah,
yes, bro, I fuck with that.
Yo,
hard,
Joe Johnson.
Joe Johnson, bro. Jeez. Yeah, bro.
No, like dead ass, bro. Like, and who I wanted to play like the most, even though I had no handle. But I wanted to just be able to just smack jumpers, bro. One dribble pull up. That fucking Paul Pierce, Joe Johnson, and Carmelo, bro.
Yeah.
Them chubby ass threes would just be, cash. Cat, post work. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, got yelling and got your fucking rebound. Ah, get the fuck out the way.
Yeah. Nah, Melo's so hard for that shit.
He's
nah,
like, ah!
Yo, Melo, oh my God. Melo's a hard-ass guy,
yo,
bro.
Yo, he's so live, bro. Oh, my goodness. No, like, as a hooper, not as a basketball player, as a hooper, he's top five, for sure.
Him, Jamal.
J.R. Smith.
No.
J.R. Smith is number one. Shut up.
Here we go.
LeBron James, this is a quote from LeBron James himself. J.R. Smith is the best player I've ever played in practice. That is a fact. No, J.R., I cannot beat J.R. Smith 1v1. This is a fact, he said.
I mean, a lot of niggas in the league can't beat each other.
LeBron James.
Okay. LeBron probably can't beat D-Wade 1-on-1.
But that's Dwayne.
Okay.
If we're talking about...
Okay,
Okay,
no, you're right. Nah, that's a pretty crazy statement. Nah, JR is butter role player.
He said Dwayne. Dwayne? Yeah. Sounds about right.
Yeah. It's butter role player. Nah, that is kind of wild. That's a wild quote, yo.
No, so when I tell you that given his own team in his prime, he's going to average 25.
No, he's not averaging 25.
25, no, that's ridiculous. On 42% from the field.
42?
Why? No. AI shot 38. AI was different. No, AI was fucking so much different, yo. No, you're right. He was shorter and less athletic.
Shorter. Probably just that's athletic. And the nigga had no spacing.
JR's probably not.
So if JR had no spacing. Okay. So wait, if JR had no spacing, he's dropping 25 points per game.
Just,
you know what that means,
bro. Listen,
bro.
Ryan, he's going to be Dame before Dame exists.
So that means he's going to have more 30. No, that means he's going to have more 30 games than 20 games, bro. You do realize that.
I mean, no, it means he's going to have exactly 50-50. That's what that means, technically.
Nah, we're not doing this shit, yo.
That's actually what that means. No, because what you just said was incorrect. It'd be 26 or more.
Okay, no, that's true.
You feel me?
No, that's true. But even then.
24.6?
So that means 40. So that means there's at least 35 to 41 games. He dropped 30 points per game. I mean, 30 games. 30 points. My fault.
That sounds pretty realistic.
That is not realistic. What do you mean? J.R. Smith?
J.R.
25?
Yes.
Maybe 20. No, I'll give you 20. That's the thing.
No,
I'm not going to argue 20.
It is 20 a 20. I want you to know, it is a 20 to 25, not a 18 to 20. 20.
No, it is 18 to 20.
No, it is the fuck 18 it's not. To 20. It is 22 Why? At worst. It is 22 at worst. Honestly, bro. Nah.
This is ridiculous.
Nah,
if he had his own team. Yes. So he's good enough. Because he came in around like 2005. So like, I guess like his prime is like early 2010s to late 2000s. So like slow pace, not a lot of spacing still.
So no,
they still had two big men in the paint.
Like, so we're saying like Knicks JR, because that's when he get to New York.
Okay, like
2010,
2011,
right? Melo, he came with Melo.
2011, yeah, 2011. 2011. So like, you want to say 2011? So let's say he's on the Knicks by himself. No Amari,
oh,
no Melo,
just replacement.
On the Knicks.
Replacement. Melo is him.
Wow.
With four less points per average, because Melo was averaging 28.
Yeah.
He was wild.
Yeah.
So, four less points is 24. Bam.
24. Wow. That doesn't make any sense.
God damn.
That doesn't make any sense.
Because just understand.
No,
that,
that's
like,
ridiculous.
24 points per game.
Do you know who else averaged 24 points per game at that time, yo?
Who?
I'll name the niggas, bro. You're going to tell me, okay? No, I want you to tell me if he's as good or better than these niggas, all right? So, Eric Gordon.
Yes.
Wow.
Eric Gordon, he's as good.
No.
That's fair.
I started
Eric
from the
Gordon?
Fucking bottom. I started from the bottom
okay.
of practice. So, he's as good as Eric Gordon.
Yeah. What?
No. But you know what?
It's scoring. No, it's like
scoring.
No. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, fine. Okay, fine. Anyway, we'll move on. Derrick Rose.
No.
Okay. Russell Westbrook.
No.
Stephen Curry. Kyrie Irving.
No.
Okay.
Kyrie, wait.
What?
He wasn't even in the league.
No, he wasn't. This is like, okay, 2011. My fault.
Yeah,
my fault.
Are these other numbers accurate? These other players accurate?
Yeah.
Like, there's no other lesser players from 2011?
Yes. 24 points per game. Okay, because the best players in the league were averaging 24 to 28 points per game. Except KD was the only nigga averaging 30. There was a huge gap in the scoring. And everybody else was just mid. early 2010s was like the worst era of basketball. Yeah, so like.
Okay, so like, all right, because you know what? You know what? I see where I've been fucking up. So, prime J.R. Smith would average 25 in the modern NBA if he had his own team.
No!
With the spacing.
Yeah. No! Yeah. No! Yeah. That still doesn't make any sense! No! No!
Nah, yeah, for
damn
sure.
Damn it! No! No!
For sure.
No, no, oh, yeah. Knicks JR? Oh, Knicks JR? No, he's not. He's averaging 20. No, he's not. 24? Who else? Do you know? Okay, Colin Sexton hasn't even averaged that.
Okay.
So he's not even as good as. He's a.
Colin Sexton, as a scorer, he's a better coach.
He's about just as good as Colin Sexton.
As a scorer,
yes,
he's better.
He's a.
He's a way better shooter. Way better shooter. J.R. Smith can get to the fucking basket. His handle's actually tighter.
Wow.
His handle's actually tighter. Niggas forget. This is a fact. And, yo, just overall jump shooting, honestly, bro.
No. You just like him too much, bro. It's okay. God, I accept that. But 24 is insane. 24 is crazy. Why can't we just say 20? Why can't we agree on 20?
It's not 20, bro. It's like 20.6 at worst.
What?
Yeah.
22.4. He's a role player.
Give him opportunity.
What the fuck?
Give him opportunity.
Give him opportunity.
Oh, yes. Oh,
who the fuck? 24? Who has averaged 24 right now, bro? Who has this year? You're going to name all-stars. You're literally going to name all-stars.
And?
So he's an so if he's in the league right now, you're telling me that he'd be an all-star
with
level
his
talent?
Own team? Yes. Wow. There's no way he's not getting some all-star selections.
That's ridiculous.
Especially as a fan. Yes.
What?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. He has all the fan votes and half the players. Because they all, they respect him. Because shit, bro. You see how he hoop, bro. If he's doing that, averaging 25.
Yeah. 25 points per game.
Well, 24.
24, no, that's still, no, don't, the fact you dropped down a point, like you dropped down a point, like that shit was like.
No, because I was saying 24 the whole time, right? I just said 25, now you said 25, like I did some big leap. I'm like,
no,
because
even that is still fucking ridiculous. All this shit is stupid. Why can't we just say 20? Buddy Hield couldn't even average that.
Buddy Hield had his opportunity ripped from him. And also had to play with, first off, Buddy Hield was a second option. At best.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
And he was ripped. Yo, he's acting like they was taking away. He didn't want him to hoop, bro. They was taking away his minutes.
Okay, fine. No,
and
fine.
No, and it's
no,
before
fine.
He benched him.
Okay,
that's
fine.
Not fair.
Fine, we can do this.
And
24,
but he's getting too many
touches.
This
is fine. Zach LaVine was putting up those numbers by himself. That's what he was doing. He's doing 24, 25.
Zach averaged 28.
He averaged 24 by himself as well.
Oh, by himself?
Yes.
Okay.
No, I'm not saying he didn't average 28. No, he did. But, you know, he was averaging 24, 25. By himself in the modern NBA, right? On
yeah, but hold on. But he was younger.
Okay, so what's your point?
Not in his prime.
Okay,
but prime JR can meet younger Zach.
So, do you understand what you're saying, bro? So the Knicks JR that was scoring 18 points per game off the bench, he can't average 25. No. No!
In 36 minutes? Come on!
Ethan,
come on!
Ethan, it's not
37 minutes?
Ethan, it's not as simple as that. Ethan, it's not as simple as that.
No, bro, because he's just going to shoot more
and
shots.
And he's
going to
miss more.
Yo! And that's why he's going to have a terrible percentage at 24. That's why it's not 30. Because he'd be 30 at 50%.
Okay, so what is his percentages, bro? 24 and what, bro?
24, like, below the average.
So probably. He's shooting like 41, 42.
42.
Yeah. So 42.
You know, 44 would be a good year. But 42. Right?
42.
I don't know. 36, 37% from three. Still above average from the three.
Okay. And then he's like,
I don't,
78.
Do we care about the free throw line?
I mean, not really. I guess
okay,
like
right.
78,
okay, right.
80, I guess.
I don't know what he shot. Whatever his career is, because I don't think it changed. Honestly.
I'm pretty sure
he
stayed around that.
So yeah.
Okay. That's it. So... Because, alright, so that, those percentages minus the fucking 3-point is like a young Donovan Mitchell.
Hey.
No.
What?
That's ridiculous. Why do you do this? No, that doesn't make any sense. That's what's crazy. You're laughing. I'm so serious.
No,
that's,
bro, because it was the...
No, we're not doing this. No.
No. Trae Young, don't even Trae Young percentages. Even Trae Young shoots about 1%.
But like, this is purely just as a scorer. And Trae Young, what you call it? Trae Young, when he averaged 25, I mean, yo, because I don't know, like,
it's like 28 anyway.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, he scores more.
Yeah.
So that's like, I don't think that's fair.
Okay. You know what? You know who's a great comparison, bro? I'm going to look up a nigga.
Like,
all right?
Like, it's just rookie Donovan Mitchell, bro.
All right, bro. I'm about to look up a nigga real fast. Okay, bro?
Pause it.
All right.
Shooting 40% from three.
Yeah. Kevin Martin.
47% from three.
Yeah.
20.
Yeah. Yeah, Kevin Martin.
Wait.
It's not JR.
No. 42% when you average 25 from the field. I'm looking at the wrong one. You average 46%. When he averaged 20 the year before. So it's 24.6 on 42% from the field. And like 40, I'll give him 42% from three.
What's he shooting from the line real
from
fast?
From the line, he's shooting 87.
That's a really good true shooting, bro. How many threes is he attempting?
Holy shit.
If he's attempting more than four.
Five.
Damn. Yeah, no.
Four and five.
Yeah, no. He's a bucket, man. Nah, he's really a bucket, bro.
Yeah, but watch out real quick.
But no, nah, JR. Yeah, that's not him,
JR from the free throw line first off.
That's not him, bro. That's not JR, bro.
Yo, why is it fucking? I'm getting pissed, bro. What the fuck is wrong with basketball reference right now? There we go. Okay.
Yeah. What?
No, it's this.
A fucking ad?
Yeah, it's wild. Now I can't move. Okay, pause it. Leave me alone.
All right, stop.
Okay, so JR shooting like 70%.
Yeah. But no, look at his prime years. It's like 70 what? 6, 77?
76.
Yeah.
1 year he shot 65. 75. Okay, he's not a free throw shooter. Yeah. He averaged 18. It was 76. Right?
Yeah.
36% from three. 42% from the field.
So
15 shots a game.
So right. So if he was the number one option.
Oh yeah.
Right?
Oh yeah.
No.
For sure.
With defense focused, he was scoring inefficiently off the bench, bro.
Yeah, because all bench niggas score inefficient. What efficient bench scorers are they?
No, that's my point, bro. Nah. That's my point. Nah. That's my whole point.
Nah,
that's my whole point.
Because that being your point, I'm gonna tell you why that being your point. Mutes Ryan.
Okay.
Because
okay.
Especially when we talk about basketball players, bro.
What?
Like especially things like JR.
Okay.
Like it's you gotta realize that all the bullshit you see, all his highlights is his bullshit highlights. Because all of his highlights are ridiculous bullshit, right?
Yeah.
That's not like just his it's not what he's getting 18 off of.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So he's only getting more time to put in more bullshit. And he only needs two more baskets, two more layups. To his fucking average, bro. That is it. You're telling me JR cannot shoot four more threes in another 15 minutes, bro? And average 24?
No, because if he shoots four more, he's probably going to miss them. We don't know.
He's not missing all four.
He might make one.
He's going to make two.
He might make one.
Okay, right? No, and right, he might be, no, not might. He won't make one for four. He might make two. And if he doesn't make two, right? Lay a fucking ball up. Or get a lob.
Okay, that's if the defense allows that shit.
Yo, cause realize, bro, like they're not gonna
like he can have like a he can have a month where he averages 25.
No, he'll have a
sure.
month.
Sure.
No, he'll average 30 for a month.
Okay.
A month of basketball is like
this is ridiculous.
That's yo, Ryan.
30
that's like,
points for a month. That's not regular, bro.
That's like six to eight games.
Okay. So that's not that's still like
a streak of 30 averaging
point,
30 and six to eight
games.
That's
not like that's not what like regular role players do, bro.
But he's clearly not a regular role player.
Yeah, he's a sixth man, so
no,
he's like
bro.
A fringe starter, bro.
He is like, no, bro. He like well, even though, because even as a shot creator, bro, he's a good shot creator.
Okay, good.
Yeah, you'll average 30 if you get minutes. No. If you get starter level minutes, yes.
No,
he's Eric Gordon, bro.
Eric Gordon. Okay, no, because Eric Gordon was an efficient scorer, bro.
Can't Eric say Gordon that without JR. The efficiency.
So he's not giving you 25.
How?
Bro, you have to be efficient, bro.
Nah.
You have to have a certain amount of skill and efficiency, bro. Nah, to be able to just give off 25 for the year.
You'll get the 25 for the year. It just won't be efficient.
All right. Like, I don't know how. I mean, like, there's only so many niggas, bro. Because even the niggas that have averaged more than 25 on less efficient, like inefficiently, bro, are, like, still all-star level players.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, actually. They're just in bad situations.
JR with opportunity getting an all-star, stealing an all-star.
I can't. Anyway.
It's a fact.
Anyway. Okay. 35 minutes in, yo. Okay. We can finish this last topic.
Okay, here we go. Because there's no answer that can be found for that nigga, bro, when he wants to win.
Okay. So, tonight, we're playing at fucking 8:30, right? Celtics, Jason Tatum, Jalen Brown, this, that, the other. Jimmy Butler. Pretty sure that we're going to win, probably by 5-10, right? What do you guys think? What do you think?
You're going to fucking lose, yeah, bro.
Thank you. I know. All right. Yo, RJ, over there in the corner, bro, you have anything you want to say?
Speak up.
Celtics ain't going to win today.
Okay.
No. Listen, I'm going to tell you exactly what's going to happen.
Here we go.
I love this.
Go ahead.
No, because listen, bro. Jimmy is going to drop, like, 34. Okay?
34.
Yeah.
34.
34, okay. 10, and 10, 6.
And
10, 2 blocks.
Okay, 10 boards.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
And then what 6 assists?
Yes. Okay. And then 2 fucking blocks and 2 steals.
Okay.
Yes, bro.
2 blocks and 2 steals.
And that sheet stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Like, that's a fantasy dream. Okay, so you...
Jimmy just played better than that game one.
Okay, but that was one game.
Okay. This is Jimmy in the playoffs.
So, wait, 34, 10, 6, 2, and 2.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what you have.
For sure.
So if he drops a smooth 27, 5, and 5, and maybe a steal, that's that, and they lose by 5, what do you got to say?
Yes, I say that's an impossibility.
That's an impossibility. Okay.
No, Jimmy's more likely to lose with that stat line than lose with whatever you're talking about, bro. On some shit. Because if Jimmy drops 27, I'm not going to lie. I feel like the worse Jimmy plays, the better the rest of his team plays, bro. So
because he's not a scorer.
And then they'll win. Wait, he said what? He said, wait.
He's not a scorer.
Jimmy G. Buckets isn't a fucking scorer.
Jimmy Butler's a scorer. Jimmy Butler's a scorer.
Jimmy Butler is an all-around player.
Okay, so his best attribute is what? Not scoring. His second best attribute is even scoring. You'd really give playmaking.
Nah.
Yeah.
Nah, he gets the fucking rack, bro. Scoring? He gets the bucket. He's still averaging, like, what, 24 this year, right?
I think it was 22. What the fuck are you making
playing all NBA defense. What the fuck?
What are you making that face for?
Yeah, bro. Jimmy's that... talking about he's not a scorer. Kids. What? How many non-scorers average 22?
What do you
mean?
That
aren't big men? How many niggas who aren't...
You could really argue that LeBron is that nigga, but I mean, like, it's up to who you want to say, because I wouldn't even say LeBron's really a scorer. His best attribute's not scoring.
And okay, because I'm not saying, like, you would classify Jimmy as a scorer.
Yeah.
But he can score at a high rate, so what's the difference? Because you call scorers, that's what they do. That's all they do.
Of course. No, of course. But, I mean, I'd label a lot of niggas scorers other than Jimmy Butler. But not only that, I'm only saying this because he's the nigga that doesn't average that many points regularly because he's not that good at scoring. He just has these outlandish outbursts.
I feel like it's not so much he's not that good at scoring. But he has to be the best, like some Kawhi shit.
No, nothing like Kawhi. Because Kawhi's a scorer.
How much did Kawhi average that?
That run?
Not for the playoffs.
Okay.
No, for the season.
For the season, I think it was like maybe 27, 26.
26?
Oh, yeah, or somewhere around that.
I mean, Kawhi, 26, 27. I mean, Kawhi's better.
Yeah.
But like...
Yeah. Yes.
No, yes.
Yes.
No, but like...
Okay.
Because I don't understand. Like, Jimmy can still like... Like, Jimmy can win if he only drops 27 and his other team acts right. Like, honestly.
I don't know about that.
I mean... I don't think it's impossible.
Okay, if he drops 27 in, like, what, 5 assists? Fuck no.
I mean, well, he's fuck not... No. He wouldn't, because Kyle Lowry can have 10 for all you
know.
Kyle
Lowry's gone. Oh, yeah, you didn't know. Yeah, no, he's dead. Yeah, nigga.
He got hurt last night?
No, he didn't play game one. He got hurt. The round before he injured some shit,
like he's like hurt, like out, or is it like, oh, he might
I don't
come
know
back.
When he's coming back, like he's not out for sure, but he just didn't play game one. He's not in for game two.
So who's starting? Backstrom? No.
Oladipo, my fault.
Starting a... Oh, God, another fucking lockdown defender.
A lockdown defender. I'm not scared of him.
Another former 20-point per game player.
Nigga, it's time to end it. It's what? 40 minutes in. Yo! It's 40 minutes. Oh, my God, yes.
Yo,
it's
no. 745.
745.
The game is at 8:30.
Much. Thank you very much. The game is coming on soon. It's all right, unbelievable. We'll talk to y'all later. Yeah. All right, another episode coming
in. Go, Jimmy Butler.
All right, bye.